This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and we've got an hour of bluegrass lined up for you. You might describe this as sort of deep catalogue or deep shelf stuff. I sometimes dig a little deeper into my supplies of bluegrass albums just to see if there's anything there that I'd like to play to you. And I've found a few gems for this session of Back Porch Bluegrass that I hope you're going to enjoy. We're going to start with the Canadian bluegrass band. I played them before, Jerusalem Bridge. Fine band operating out of Western Canada around Edmonton from about 1989 to 2009, thereabouts. And the lineup changed over the years, but the core of the band is a banjo player, Craig Korth. And on the album that I'm playing from, Looking Back, we've got Craig Korth, Bill Lepushinsky, Dave Wright, Keith Burgess is a main part of the band, and they're helped out by other people who later joined in with the band, as always, as band changes. Some great songs, North Wind, Excellent song, and I understand it was quite a big hit for them. And then one that we associate just a little more often with Alison Krauss's version, a John Pennell song, Too Late to Cry, and it's she does a fine version of it. So do these guys. This album was recorded in 1993, and they sound great. Let's listen to Jerusalem Bridge.
Grass don't go on concrete, you can't catch fish on Main Street. Stream of traffic ain't no place to swim. Well, some folks like the city, these neon lights look pretty, but this old boy's had enough of them. I'm gonna catch a north wind and do a little living. I'm gonna see the best friends I've ever known. I'm gonna catch a north wind and do a little drifting. Valley where I'm going, only snow-capped mountains scrape the sky. There's still wide open spaces where the eagles don't live in cages, and the air you breathe is enough to get you high. I'm gonna catch a north wind, do a little living. I'm gonna see the best friends I've ever known. I'm gonna catch a north wind, do a little drifting. I'm going where my heart's been. Gravy in the pan. Gonna tell my girl that I love her so, and I'm never gonna leave again. Gonna catch a north wind, do a little living. Gonna see the best friends I've ever known. Gonna catch a north wind, do a little drifting. Going where my heart's been, I'm going home.
Try tonight. empty glass before me tells a story in my eyes. The dimness it has given me won't let me realize that love is more or less a state of mind we go through. No guarantee what it holds for me or you. And it's too late to cry, cause we left it all behind. Too late to cry, cause there's nothing left to find. You won't get more than you're living for. And it's too late to cry
Jerusalem Ridge out of Edmonton, Canada, and playing Too Late to Cry, some driving bluegrass in there, tinged with a little bit of country sounding instrumentation there. Sounded great, and it's nice to have them on the show. Next in line, we've got Feral Stowe with an album called Stowbro's Blues. Fine Dobro player Feral Stowe is, and with a very wide collection of material, yet he sounds sort of straightforward and traditional in his playing, and then up comes with a strange lick and you think, where did that come from? And I've picked two tunes, Carroll County Blues and then the classic Wayfaring Stranger. Carroll County Blues might fool you. He sort of starts and then stops and then starts again. And it sounds good. We had that happening on a tune last week, didn't we? With a new Spanish two-step with Bob Wills. They did a false start too. I'm not sure if this is a false start or this was intended, but it sounds different and it's a fine-sounding dobro he's playing. Feral Stowe, Stowbro's Blues.
Thank you.
with the tune Wayfaring Stranger. Fine version there. A beautiful violin. I have to admit that in any tune like that, I'm into melody and just ways to play the melody, and he did that great, and I enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're hosted by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand, and they've been sponsoring music around Hamilton for more than 50 years. And back in the 1960s, I bought a Framus five-string banjo from them, and they've been giving good service ever since. I don't have the banjo any longer, but they started me off, and I've always found need to visit them for my musical supplies. So go on and support them. Tell them you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'll be absolutely delighted. They got an online webpage too, Shearer's Music, and just go there and you'll find it. Sell you anything to do with music. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear Emery Lester from the album Pale Rider. He's a fine mandolin player and fiddle player. And on this tune, he's got Tony Trischka on banjo helping him out, Slavik Hanslick on guitar, Ray Legere on violin sometimes, and Keen Hyatt on acoustic bass. This is a tune that he wrote himself called Cactus Pass. And really great mandolin playing. If your mandolin playing can sound like this, you're doing much better than me. Cactus Pass from Emery Lester. Thank you. Great ending there on Cactus Grass from Emery Lester. Some fine picking here. We're going to hear some classic country gentlemen now on a tune called Little Bessie. I remember Hamilton County Bluegrass Band working this out, three-part harmony all the way through. I wasn't one of the singers, probably a good thing. And the guys, Alan and Miles and Graham at the time, were just really working hard on getting that blend of vocals, and we would listen to the country gentlemen do this. This is probably considered the classic country gentlemen lineup: Charlie Waller, John Duffy, Eddie Adcock and Tom Gray on bass with his amazing walking bass. Here's Little Bessie. Their version of Little Bessie. That was the country gentleman. Very distant vocals for the style of recordings that we have these days, but you could tell their blend, a magic blend. Their voices just worked together, although they're quite disparate sounding voices. Most country artists have shown varying degrees of commitment to bluegrass music, and several have recorded some pretty good bluegrass albums, as you'd expect. I know I'm particularly fond of the Alan Jackson bluegrass album. Tom T. Hall's done a bluegrass album. Different people do them. Dolly Parton does a fine job with her style of bluegrass and old-time country music. And Merle Haggard did an album back in 2007, called The Bluegrass Sessions, and it was produced by Ronnie Reno, and he surrounded himself with some fine players. Marty Stewart on mandolin, Carl Jackson on guitar and harmony vocals. Well, what a combination. Rob Ikes on resophonic guitar, Charlie Cushman on banjo. Well, there's a wonderful player. And Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Ben Isaacs on upright bass. And I've selected a couple of tracks, Runaway Mama, and then, what is it going to be? Mama's Hungry Eyes. I first heard Mama's Hungry Eyes by Cliff Waldron, I seem to recall. So it's interesting that I finally get to hear Merle Haggard's version of it. Great song. And this is Bluegrass Style from the Bluegrass Sessions, Merle Haggard. And we're starting off with Runaway Mama.
She's my runaway mama, always chasing other men. She's my runaway mama, always somewhere gone again. If you see this kind of lady coming to ride and show its skin, she's my runaway mama, call the law and turn her in. She's got lots of pretty things that a man cannot ignore, and she stands out in a ballroom when she walks out on the floor. If you see this kind of lady, kinda tall and kinda slim, she's my runaway mama, call the law and turn her in. See somebody flirting, and she's hurting a bunch of men, she's my runaway mama, call the law and turn her in. If you see a lady dancing on a table in a bar, go and call the chief of police, try to tell them where you are. She's my runaway mama, always chasing other men. She's my runaway mama, always somewhere gone again. If you see this kind of lady, kinda tall and kinda slim, she's my runaway mama, call the law and turn her in.
Cabin in a crowded labor camp, stand out in this memory I revive. My daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands, and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong. And this kid's just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember Mama praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxuries she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't drive. She my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
Oh, that's a great song, no matter how you or play it or what context you put it into. Merle Haggard, Mama's Hungry Eyes, from the album called The Bluegrass Sessions. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. You might be listening directly on Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, or live streamed from freefm.org.nz or TuneIn. You might be listening in one of the access radio stations all around New Zealand. Thank you very much. That comes on at different times at different places, and thank you for listening there, or one of the access radio stations in Canada, CFBX in Kamloops, or the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, or Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, or you might be listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio. All great places to listen to bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying my Kiwi take on bluegrass music. It's all albums off my shelves, and I just sort of dig in and think, oh, this would be nice to play. And no other agenda apart from hoping that you're going to enjoy some different aspects of bluegrass music. I hope you're going to enjoy these next ones. It's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. I'm very familiar with that band, having been the banjo player for the band right from the very beginning. And I'm going to play two tunes, fiddle tune I wrote called Ireland. We played this tune, me and Keith McMillan played this tune at my Back Porch Bluegrass Club last Sunday, and it was really good fun. It's a neat tune to pick. It's got some nice chord changes in it. The guitar players and bass players get a bit horrified, but it works well. And then one you might be familiar with that we recorded in 2008. It doesn't matter anymore. I guess it doesn't matter anymore. And like most bands, we sort of venture wider afield for our source of music. Here's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Thank you. no use in me a crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights, wasted all my days over you. Now you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new and baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
Yeah, oh, good song is a good song no matter how it's done, and that is a great song, and that was a put-together version from Hamilton County Bluegrass Band of I Guess It Doesn't Matter Anymore. Events around Hamilton, country music at Morrinsville, second Friday of the month out at the Rotary Community Hall, starts at 7:30, always a great concert and only costs you a few dollars to get in, so come along to that. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session is on the fourth Sunday of each month, and we do all sorts of interesting things like playing that few tunes ago, Ireland, there, and we get together and we try out new licks and new songs, and everyone gets a go, and it's good fun. That's at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room, 2:30 on a Sunday afternoon, the fourth Sunday of the month, except for September and October. It's going to be on the third Sunday of the month because I have personal commitments that take me away from Hamilton on the fourth Sunday. So third Sunday of the month for the next few months. And I'll change that when I need to. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear a bunch of good old boys. That's about the only way to describe them. Double Overtime is the band, and the album is called First Cut, and it's got a picture of a saw blade on it. In fact, the CD looks like a saw blade. I'm quite familiar with saw blades. I do some part-time work with a company that sells them and sharpens them called Robertson and Sinclair. Fine company. All your requirements for timber and aluminium tooling and cutting, and anyway, it's funny to have a CD shaped like a saw blade. But these guys play some great music. Randy Bledsoe on bass fiddle and the lead vocals, Tom Costner on resonating guitar, Ricky Holyfield on banjo and bass vocals, and Dean Simpson on mandolin and tenor vocals, and his son Adam Simpson on guitar and baritone vocals. Well, that's the way it looks from the picture, and we're going to hear from them a song called My Sweet Blue-Eyed Darling, Bill Monroe song.
And I want to hear you say you don't belong to another. If my heart's gonna stay, if my sweet black darling, if my love belongs to you, all I ask, my darling, my darling, love me good.
Good. true.
My darling,
love me good.
Please love me good
and be true.
Ah, that's Double Overtime, playing some great classic bluegrass music. One of my favourite singers is Lynn Morris, and you can tell that when you pick up the album because it got a black dot beside just about every song on the album. That means I've played it on the radio show at some point in time. We're going to have a couple of tunes that I haven't actually played yet. Gonna Have Love. This is from the Shape of a Tear album. We're going to have the songs Gonna Have Love and then Shoulder to Shoulder. Lynn Morris does a fine job of singing, and on this she's got her husband Marshall Wilborn doing bass and vocals too, Jesse Brock on mandolin, and Ron Stewart on banjo and fiddle and lead guitar and mandolin, and Junior Brown played a bit of pedal steel and did some harmony on some tracks. Rob Ike did some dobra on a couple of tracks, and Dudley Connell did some harmony vocals on a couple of tracks. Dudley Connell is doing harmony vocals on Shoulder to Shoulder, the second tune. Okay, let's listen up to Lynn Morris and starting off with Gonna Have Love.
My baby called me just today. City's coming back to stay. Without my baby, I nearly lost my mind. And gonna have love one more time. I'm gonna have love one more time. All of my blues gonna leave behind. My baby's coming back and everything's fine. And I'm gonna have love, love, love one more time.
Shoulder and back to back, they're off the rails on the railroad track. Big ones and little ones, take the time.
was a Lynn Morris band, Shoulder to Shoulder, some real driving bluegrass there. We're getting near the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you've been enjoying it so far. Probably 20 years ago, or maybe a bit less, we had a visit from a couple of Californians. Walden Dahl and Paul Shaleski came out to New Zealand and toured around playing a few concerts here and there, and I worked with them in Hamilton and again in Napier, and they did some great music. I really enjoyed some of the songs that Walden Dahl had written, and Paul Shaleski plays some lovely fiddle and mandolin, and we're going to hear City Lights from them. We might even have time for something else, maybe not. Maybe we'll just take the program out with the tail end of that banjo tune that I started off with. It's a tune called Banjo Rag, but anyway, here's City Lights from Walden Dahl.
I went to the city to see what was there, just to have a good old time. I met a pretty girl and realized too late that she ought to be mine.
Pretty girl,
pretty girl.
Played the game, but when I got out, I didn't have a dime, didn't even know my name.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.